Okay, so let's talk about the play. What's an important theme that's addressed in the production?
I think the most important theme in the play is about hope. It's about these two guys who are rehabbing from their Iraq war injuries, and it's pretty tough on them, so they feel pretty down about their lives. So the main focus of the play is finding the hope for the future. And the way in which they do that is sort of a very funny process through finding a hooker for their friend and other raucous things that happen throughout the play. But the main focus is the hope for the future, and I think that's something we all, you know, look for.
Okay, can you just talk about your character? What do you like or dislike about them?
Yeah, sure. My character is Wheeler. When Shelley's the director of the piece, when we first started talking about the character, we wanted to find things that made him human and sort of what made him tick. And we sort of discussed him being, you know, an Army lifer, somebody who went straight from high school into the Army with no lapse in between. And, you know, he wanted to be sort of the American hero kind of thing. So when he suffered his injuries, when he became a paraplegic, all of that was taken away from him. So basically all of his life goals were taken away from him, and how hard that was to overcome that. And that's where the hope comes into play, is that even though something major can be taken away from your life, you can still find hope in life. And I think that sort of is the main thing for Wheeler. And it's a really different character for me to play. I mean, he's this guy that, you know, he's kind of got like a sailor's mouth, and he's frustrated with life and frustrated with his situation. So it's really fun to find, you know, moments of positivity and the moments of struggle, and to see, you know, where he's come from and where he's going.
Okay, how did you prepare yourself for the role? I mean, you're playing a paraplegic. Was there anything in particular?
Yeah, in terms of the paraplegia and the not use of my legs, I did kind of, you know, play around with that and what it would feel like to have my legs really, really feel heavy. One of the opening of the show is, it's me and the other character who is in the rehab facility, Corso. We're both sort of in a dreamlike state. It's at night, and he's sleeping and dreaming and going through some nightmares. And I'm on the ground with my wheelchair on top of me, like I had fallen out of my wheelchair. So the process is me getting back into the wheelchair, and it's a really difficult process. I mean, but it's something that happens to him all the time. He falls out of the chair, and it's just life for him now. It's something that he has to deal with. But the process of getting back into the chair is a really, really difficult one. I mean, he can't use his legs at all, so he's just using his arms, and his legs are still heavy. So it's still, you know, my, you know, 190-pound body with just my arms lifting myself back into the chair. So that was a process. So that was one thing I kind of worked on. You know, going to the gym and trying to practice getting up onto a bench without using my legs and things like that. But also what I did was, I have a friend of mine who is a Navy SEAL, and I met with him. And even though the play doesn't really talk much about what their war experience was, I kind of wanted to know what he would have went through and what life in Iraq or life in Afghanistan would have been like if he had done a few tours or and all of that. So I met with him and I discussed it, and I mean, he basically told me some of his stories, some of his war stories, and that was, you know, that was eye opening, and it was really, really helpful to my studying of the character.
Okay, watching you know, the things that are online for this, and, you know, going on the website, it seems like it kind of has a MASH almost feel to it. I mean, what did you watch to kind of prepare yourself for this role?
You know, that's funny. I've heard the MASH, the MASH thing too, and I really never thought about that. I didn't want to watch too many things from the Vietnam era or any of that, because I wanted this play to feel really current. Mm-hmm. So I sort of didn't watch much at all, to be honest with you. I wanted to focus on the stories and from my friend that I heard and all of those things. So I really didn't watch too many wartime features. However, I did watch a little bit of Black Hawk Down.
Okay, what would you like the audience to, you know, get out of this play? If someone comes up to you after the show is over and they said that they felt something, what would you like them to feel?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, the first thing I would like them to have fun. I think that's what's really great about this play, is that it is really fun. I mean, it's all these sort of weighty issues, but all with, you know, a comic twist to it. And some of, you know, the playwright said something along the lines of comedy often comes from great pain. And it's true. It really does. So I do. I want them to have a lot of fun. But if they feel something, I want them to feel that life is never over when something detrimental happens or something terrible happens. That there is always a hope towards the future, and your situation can always be changed, no matter what happens to you in your life. If you know, you lose a limb or you have a head injury or whatever it may be. I mean, as hard and as life changing as those things are, there can always be a positivity towards life, and it's just your outlook on it.
What type of audience do you think would get the most out of Costa Rehab?
I'd like to think, you know, there is something for everybody in this play, and there is in many ways. I mean, it's got the raucous comedy for a younger audience, but I think because it does deal with wartime issues, I think older people will remember Vietnam and things like that, and the younger people will. You know, although, you know, I don't know too many Iraq war vets, I think that they will get a lot out of this as well. So I think there's things for the old and the young, and certainly anybody who loves it a good time will enjoy the play. Okay. Anybody who enjoys the laugh, I should say.
Can you talk a little bit about MT Works, so, you know, what the company is about, and what is it like being a member?
Well, what's interesting about that is that I'm not actually a member. This is my first show with MT Works, mm-hmm. and the rest of the company are all members. So at first it was a little daunting stepping into the room, but people who already knew each other, even though not everybody had worked together, they all knew each other in some capacity. So it was a little like, oh, I'm kind of a new kid on the block, and I kind of had to see what that was like. But everybody is so welcoming, and they really welcomed me with open arms. And what was really a testament to Shelley and how she works is that we went straight to the work right away. I mean, there wasn't even much time for introductions and everything like that. My very first rehearsal, I met with Shelley and Peter, who is the actor who plays Davis. And we went straight into the scene where after I get shot in the arm with meds, basically. And I fall asleep, and I'm out for a number of hours. I wake up, and he's the first thing that I see, and I've never seen this guy before. So we went straight into that scene, which is a pretty heavy scene. So just going right into that, it's almost like our characters got to know each other before the actors did, which is a different way to do it, but it was kind of cool. And now I'm actually pretty close with everybody in the cast, and I think we have a really great time, and I think we have a great camaraderie on stage, and that's also a testament to her casting. So the company is really fantastic to work in, and I've really enjoyed working with them and being a part of this show, and I hope they'll have me back.